Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Good to have you with us here again today. The book of Leviticus. What an interesting study of how our God took care of his kids as they were coming out of Egypt, breaking the curse of Baal off of their backs and giving them a new life and showing them how to have a healthy life. What a deal. Today we got some more moral and ceremonial laws to abide by. What's amazing when you get into all this is that Jesus put it all into two commandments. All the law and the prophets are totaled up in two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. But all the Old Testament shows us you can't make it without a Savior, just receiving. And you're going to see that right now tonight. Let's make our opening prayer together today. You can find this in the notes of Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, to be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leviticus chapter 19, moral and ceremonial laws. Here we go tonight. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, say to the children of Israel, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. God didn't say it unless he meant it. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath day. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols nor make for yourselves molded God. I am the Lord your God. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord, you shall offer it of your own free will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it. And on the next day, if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire. If it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination. It shall not be accepted. These are my guidelines. Abide by them. It's pretty simple. Therefore, everyone who eats it shall bear his iniquity because he has profaned the hallowed offering of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of the land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. I think it's interesting that he's saying that. He is the great I am. I am Lord your God. I got preach on me tonight, and I'm going to read. You shall not steal nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely. You shall profane the name of, nor shall you profane the name of the Lord your God. I am the Lord. You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you until morning. Isn't that something? You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, But you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. Verse 15. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. I'm watching you. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Isn't this interesting? 19. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with one another, with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed, nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. God doesn't like mixture. Whoever lies carnally with a woman who is betrothed to a man as a concubine and who has not at all been redeemed nor given her freedom, for this there shall be scourging. But they shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, a ram as a trespass offering. Priest shall make atonement for him. Atonement means at-one-ment with God. With the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he's committed. And the sin which he has committed shall be forgiven him. I like that. When you come into land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. So 3 years, let it fall to the ground. Don't eat it. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord. And in the fifth year, you may eat the fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am the Lord your God. Now, pause for a minute here. You think about everything that God's saying to them. He's setting them up to be his people and proving to them. And you wait 5 years, fifth year you eat. You know what happens if they start eating on the third year? They broke the law.
Right.
Why? That's what he said. Well, what's it mean? Well, we can come up with an answer about what it means, but most of all it means do what he says. Twenty-six. You shall not eat anything with blood. Nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying. You shall not shave around the sides of your head, nor shall you disfigure the edges of your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. Verse 30. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord. If a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. the stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. 35, you shall not do injustice in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes, all my judgments, and perform them. I am the Lord. Chapter 20. Penalties for breaking the law. Then the Lord said to Moses, saying, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel give any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. Molech was a false god, an idol. It was a statue that was built. They'd put their child on the statue, a baby. And it would crush the baby and drop the baby into a fire and burn it. And it was a part of the god of Baal. Wicked, corrupt. And the same spirit operates in America's, because we've killed over 65 million of our children by crushing their head, pair of forceps or something, and dragging them out of a mother's womb. May God have mercy on us. 3, I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people, because he has given some of his descendants to Molech to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. I got to pause again. If you've had an abortion, God loves you. And it has been so wicked, their process against women. He's not holding that against you. He forgives you instantly as soon as you ask. And several people who have had a trip where they went to heaven actually saw small children there. And one person asked Jesus and said, who are these children? He said, these are all the children whose mom had an abortion, and they're waiting for their mom to get here and be their mom. Your baby's safe in heaven, and Jesus is their guide. And receive that forgiveness in your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 4, and if my people of the land shall in any way hide their eyes from the man when he gives some of his descendants to Molech, and they do not kill him, face against that man, isn't that something? And against his family, I'll cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. For everyone who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. Verse 10, the man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he commits adultery with his neighbor's wife. The adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. When you hear those words, it makes a person get more serious with themselves about whether or not they'll ever commit that sin. Now, this is Old Testament. We live in the New Testament. New Testament has grace. But in the day we live, we got to get a hello wake-up call on what our God is actually saying to us. Keep reading. Lord, help me. Verse 11. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among them. Verse 15, if a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her naked, and she sees his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his guilt. If a man lies with a woman during her sickness and uncovers her nakedness, exposed her flow, and she has uncovered the flow of her blood, both of them shall be cut off from their people. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, nor of your father's sister, of your mother's sister, or your father's sister, for that would uncover his near kin. You shall bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes, all my judgments, and perform them, that the land where I am bringing to you may not vomit you out. We've heard this verse again. You shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I'm casting out before you. For they all commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples. You shall therefore distinguish between clean animals and unclean, between unclean birds and clean. You shall not make yourselves abomination by beast or by bird or by any kind of living thing which creeps on the ground, which I separated from you as unclean. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. A man or a woman who is a medium, who has a familiar spirit, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Wow. Chapter 21. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron. Say to them, none of you shall defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his relatives who are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother, also his virgin sister who is near to him, who has had no husband. For her he may defile himself. Otherwise he shall not defile himself. Being a chief man among his people, feign himself. Verse 5. They shall not make any bald place on their heads, nor shall they shave the edges of their beards, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God and not profane the name of their God. They offer offerings of the Lord made by fire and the bread of their God. Therefore they shall be holy. They shall not take a wife who is a harlot, or a defiled woman, nor shall they take a woman divorced from her husband, for the priest is holy to his God. Therefore you shall consecrate him, for he offers the bread of your God. He shall be holy. I, the Lord who sanctify you, am holy. The daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by playing the harlot, and she profanes her father, she shall be burned with fire. Verse 10. He who is the high priest among his brethren, on whose head the anointing oil was poured, and who is consecrated to wear the garments, shall not uncover his head nor tear his clothes, nor shall he go near any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or his mother, nor shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God. For the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. He shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or a defiled woman, or a harlot. These he shall not marry, but he shall take a virgin of his own people as a wife. Verse 15. Nor shall he profane his posterity among his people, for I, the Lord, sanctify him. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, saying, no man of your descendants in succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. For any man who has a defect shall not approach, a man blind or lame who has a marred face or any limb too long. I never saw that before. A man who has a broken foot or a broken hand or is a hunchback or a dwarf or a man who has a defect in his eye or eczema or scab is a eunuch. No man of the descendants of Aaron, the priest who has a defect, shall come near to offer the offerings made by fire to the Lord. He has a defect. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He may eat the bread of his God, both the most holy and the holy. Only he shall not go near the veil, approach the altar, because he has a defect, lest he profane my sanctuary. For I am the Lord, sanctify them. And Moses told it to Aaron and his sons and to all the children of Israel. And when you go to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul said, come out from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. In order to be in the presence of God, you must be holy. That's why God, through Jesus, so willingly gave you Jesus' righteousness. Because you can't make it in your own righteousness. It'll never be good enough. But in Jesus' righteousness, you get to be holy. And then his holy seed functions. It's a great revelation. I've got 9 teachings on it. If you'd like to have that, it's in a playlist called The Righteousness of God. It's on YouTube. It'll be a blessing to you. Now, no matter what you saw in there as a sin tonight, our God forgives every sin.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now. And I want you to pray the prayer with me. Everybody pray it. You might not have been around a group of people that prays the prayer of salvation this much, but I can't take the chance that there's somebody here that's new tonight that doesn't know Jesus. Time's too short. This time on earth is almost done. The whole world is staged for World War III, and when that happens, that's the day of the rapture. When Russia comes out of the north for Israel, that's the day of the rapture. And we don't know what day that is. You got to get ready. I'm not trying to scare you, but I hope you are a little bit serious here, because this is a very serious thing. And you're not becoming a quote-unquote Christian with a bunch of rules and regulations. You're getting a relationship where you get to be one with the Father and have the greatest son-father relationship, daughter-father relationship that's available on the face of the earth, because he's going to come and live on the inside of you. Prayer of salvation, no matter how many times you prayed it, because the more you pray it, the more you learn it, and sooner or later you'll be able to lead somebody in it. That's the kingdom. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to God's holy word.
And according to God's holy word.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
I will not perish.
I will not perish.
But have everlasting life.
But have everlasting life.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And raised from the dead victorious.
And raised from the dead victoriously.
I believe in you.
I believe in
and
you.
And I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life.
Oh, it's wonderful. Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
I'm now white as snow.
And I'm now white as snow.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer tonight. Welcome to the family of God. That was that experience you're having right now, hot heat, warm water. One guy said it feels like somebody poured hot oil all over me. That's God Almighty. Your whole system just got filled with God by the Holy Spirit. You just got transformed from darkness into light. Out of the kingdom of darkness into light. From fear, out of fear, into faith, because Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live on the inside of you. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you're now heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. How amazing is all of that? I want to explain it to you. Shoot me an email. I got some foundation videos that will bless your life and help you walk with God. That's my place. And make sure you follow us. Click the bell for notification. Click the follow button. Click like on the program. And share this with all of your friends anywhere. It's the easiest way to introduce them to God. Say, hey, you got to listen to this guy. And we're reading through the Bible chronologically together. Send it to him once. Don't ever say another word to him. And watch how many of them begin to come and say, wow, thank you for that. That's awesome. And you'll give people courage to stand up and be righteous. Now, I think on Sunday mornings, we're going to begin to receive communion at the end of our time of reading the Bible. We're going to receive communion together. Do it once a week. And so, on Sunday morning session, which is tomorrow, it'll be tomorrow, have you some grape juice and bread, and we'll receive communion together once the reading is finished. Some of you are really finding yourself in God, and that's one of the Christian sacraments that is so important to us. So be ready tomorrow, because you can't wait. Get you some grape juice and some bread. That's what Jesus taught us. And we'll receive communion at the end of our time together, and it'll be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Have your whole family with you and watch it together. Study and then receive communion in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. This is what we always say. Remember this, that we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus
is
Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless you guys all over the world, Japan, Korea, Russia, China, Asia, Europe. It's good to have you with us out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Remember, you can see my website and email address right in the notes of this program. You just got to change the colon to a dot, and you'll be able to send us an email. And check out our website. Join us on Facebook and YouTube, or join us on YouTube, and it'll be a blessing to you. There's a YouTube playlist that has every one of these in it from start to the most recent, and it'll be a blessing to you and your family. Till we see you again, may God richly bless you. The first verse of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created it all. the last verse of the Bible says. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. See you tomorrow morning. Remember communion.